Fine.
Okay.
And enunciate.
Nashville, Umberto.
Oh, Barry Paul McCartney.
Brian, so you're done. Sing from your heart.
Is he gonna play it this time,
or
is he just gonna?
All right. That's all I know.
That's all we need to know. Okay, Hugh Norma Jean White.
Norma Jean White right now, but I have been Marie Wilson, and I took the name of my first marriage King, so I went by Marie King all the time. I was working at a bar down in Madison. Called the Town Tavern. It's not there no more. And Jessica had went to jail for something.
Why do you look so fine?
Dad and Mom, all of them were onto me because I called the law and he went to jail. And then I got out of work at night. Someone had come and told my boss that he was coming down there. He was getting out of jail and he was coming down there. He didn't want me working in that jail. So I just told the lady to give me my paycheck. I was leaving. And she said, you're not leaving. We fired you because we don't want you here. Uh-oh.
Do you
want to
answer that? And then we'll keep on.
Hello?
So, just to remind you that happy hour at the Healthy Wealthy Club will kick off at the Nature Boy Bar right after No Impact Aerobics. See you there.
Hey. This is Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. A reminder that John Lewis, the funniest motion picture ever, the Caddy.
Oh, he's right, folks.
If you want to join the fun in the most wonderful 90 minutes of all, Jerry Lewis. You'll be seeing him in Paramount.
It's a good thing to know if ever you are staring into the darkness and you see something staring back, simply say, boo.
I had just arrived back in London with my family from a trip to India. It was the spring of 1894, as I recall, and the first job at hand was to find quarters for ourselves and our servant, a nice, agreeable chap named Alfred.
Get the caddy with a big cock on it.
Dateline, August 12th, 1966. We take you now to Chicago for a press conference being held by John Lennon and the Beatles.
What's the Southern City included in your tour this trip?
Unrequited love, people living separate
Hold
lives.
Hold up if I'm still talking to you.
Can I ask about...
What is she doing? Tell the lady, put her on hold and tell her to hang her phone up.
Oh, Christ, what's wrong? Please, Jesus Christ, I've been a Christian my whole life. Please let me find the physical strength to hang up.
Just hang the phone up, ma'am.
Sons of bastards, you bitch.
Well, you know, she's on the air there, so I don't know what to tell you.
The song, Eleanor Rigby, what was the motivation or inspiration for that?
What is going on with people who drink Coors Light? And their seeming inability to get the liquid that's in the can into them without some sort of disaster happening. What is the problem they're having that they can't get, they need these technological advances? And it's just Coors Light. It's not regular Coors. It's not any other beer. But for apparently they're having difficulties because first, about 3 years ago, they introduced the wide mouth. The wide mouth for easier drinking. Easier drinking. Easier. What? I mean, now, who's having trouble? Who's having trouble? It's not getting... I'm sick of drinking Coors out of a spoon. What is their fight? And then, but that wasn't enough, okay? Give me a Coors. I can't get beer in me. And then, so that wasn't enough. That wasn't the final answer, because then they, about a year ago, they introduced the Sidemen to go along with the wider mouth for easier. So now there's a Sidemen, which allows air to get in and pushes the beer from the can into your tum-tum so you can start hitting sooner. And, you know. And then that, they still were having problems. That wasn't even enough. So then they had to come out with a cold-activated can for these people. When the mountains turn blue, the beer's as cold as the Rockies. Now, when I want to know when something's cold, of the five senses available to me, I use the sense of touch. It has worked literally every single time. But apparently, yeah, I'll just go over like, oh, that beer's room temp. That's kind of warm. Ooh, that one's cold. Hey, thank you, fingers. You did it again. I love you guys. But Coors Light drinkers are like, okay, yeah. All right, sure, I can feel it's cold, and I can taste it's cold. But how do I really know?
See, that's two quiz.
That's a good fat talk question.
Yeah. The sense of touch.
How do I really know?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is radio station WPLJ. We have just established contact with our outer space correspondent at the Martian headquarters on the planet Mars. They are currently in the chambers of the High Ruler. He is questioning Marty, one of the spacemen from the flying saucer, about his recent trip to the planet Earth.
Marty, did you find any people on the Earth planet?
We are the Earth people.
I am Mr. Minnesota.
And your king-size brother's been twisted like a pretzel.
Well, Marty, what did they say?
Baby metal.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
I know, that's the guy that...
You're all that's left, lover.
I know, okay, so...
And you ain't gonna be around for long.
I don't believe it. So what? I guess you're just gonna do these things until you're 6 foot under, huh?
That's about it, right, that's it, you know. I mean, it's funny, you know, I mean, it's like my son. My son is 12, and he says to me, Daddy, years later, I'll be making those records like
oh,
you.
Oh, that'd be a trip. Wow.
Well, wait, I gotta tell you a funny story.
No, it's okay.
You lost me at trip.
Oh, slow up. Okay. You aren't running for your life here.
That sure feels like it, George.
I can't keep up with you. I had some heavy torts yesterday.
Oh, in court?
No, after court. At Godiva's Sugar Palace. The Amaretto Moose Sludge. Just won't digest.
Okay, we'll walk for
it. Whoa, nice beach here in Santa Monica.
Oh, George, look out for the hypodermic needles.
What, those little shiny things?
Yeah.
I thought they were just phosphorescent plankton stuff.
No, that went out with the red tide.
You'd better believe it.
KGO with FM, San Francisco, wishing you a very happy and prosperous 1964.
Is it a hit or a miss?
Yes. It's time again for Jackpot to present the Aboriginal Amateur Hour, and here's your menial host, Major Arcana.
Round and round she goes, hey, baby, we're on the wheel. And here's our next contestant, Bachelor's Fourth Class, Anselmo Pederazzi. He's gonna play the bells again.
East side, west side, all around the side.
Yes.
Howdy, friends. I'm not a doctor, but I do look like one, and I'm being paid to ask you this important question. Do you suffer from loose blood, frayed motor nerves, an iron poor car? Well, folks, what you need to get the most out of the gas in your system is Nogus Law of Tiup Cash. Remember,
that.
Backwards, that's Jack Poet Volkswagen.
That wire recording of Mac Brazzo was confiscated by the military. Mac Brazzo himself would then be taken to the base, where he would be detained for the next 7 days. He later would complain to neighbors that he was asked the same questions over and over again, that he felt as though he were in jail. Questions over and over again, that he was asked the same questions over and over, questions over and over, questions over, questions over, questions over and over again, questions over and over, that he felt as though he questions over and over, Gordon through top over and over, that he felt as though he'd asked the same question, and that he was escorted through town, questions over and over again, was asked the same questions, escorted through town, neighbors, that he was asked the same days. He later would complain to neighbors that he felt as though he were in jail days. To the radio stations, but to the newspapers. Not only to the radio station, later would complain where he would be detained for the next 7 days. Not only to the radio stations, but to the newspapers. He later would complain to neighbors town that he felt as though he were in jail. That he was at Frank Joyce, the first Frank Joyce. To speak with Brown came to the radio station and would not know. Mac Brazzo himself would then be taken to the base.
I just want to know what you mean by trailing the flash. What the?
As I'm sure most of your listeners have. Mean to be. I don't think any doll chewed on any kid's head. I don't think that there is a toy out there. Certainly not a doll. And apparently this is a plastic doll.
No, wait a minute. Wait, back up. Are you saying that they're making this up?
This show, this thing is made up? Is that what they're saying?
See, I can't do it. I don't. James Earl Jones, I mean, the guy makes $85 million.
Damn.
Explosive live sound. The snare should be crisp and the cymbals should ring.
We have young Brad Vallejo on the line, who is one of the founding members of the Young Entrepreneurs League. You have a bumper sticker that says success is the only option.
That's right. Success is the only option, and we also have that in Spanish, and I'm profoundly, profoundly confused as to why people would interpret that to mean anything other than that.
Well, they are saying, and I am loath to even repeat this, it is so grotesque. There's...
Crazy. You must be all hopped up tonight.
You gotta push too, damn it, like Mr. Hill.
You must be all hopped up tonight. You don't know what to do with yourself, so you're picking on old ladies. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
Is this the grandma package? And
yeah, this is the one guy that, for some reason, talked back to the grandma face sandwich package.
I was offended by old bag shit, too.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. So, all of us DJs ganged up on him. I just kept pressing two until his head exploded. So you got the old lady in that number two war.
Oh, a young Latin male. Now he's pretending.
All right, hit two. Hit two, Ruth.
Hit two. No, do two again. Yeah.
It's all that crazy talk.
No, do it. Do it.
You got to hit two, Ruth.
Do it.
How long does this guy get on the line?
I'm offended by the fact you want to send to me. I'm
Why don't you just hang up?
I'm representing young entrepreneurs of America, and
America.
The old people don't believe in the Constitution.
Oh, boy.
Because they
don't. Listen, don't say that. Listen, the old people can buy and sell you. If it wasn't for the old people, the old people can buy and sell you.
Okay, wait a minute,
Fagan.
I don't think you can, because I got my own car detailing business.
Oh,
I got my own car.
What do you steal them by in the nighttime?
Okay.
You steal all the cars at night when nobody's looking. That's right. You heard it.
I steal radios out of the car, but not the whole car, okay?
Oh.
Big difference there.
What do you feel sorry when you leave the people their car? Oh, you're full of it.
Anybody over the age of 60, press 3 right now.
Yep. Some men drink alcohol. Some men drink juices from the vein.
Here, my friends, is the only path to a healthy brain. Though, before I proceed, I would like to remind everyone that this seminar is 100% non-refundable. Year one. Hey, this is the year of the crush.
Give me coffee, 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 coffee.
Rumba or Polly Humba?
To an unknown DJ and sneak a little kiss.
Give me coffee, 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 coffee. And you have absolutely found yourself a friend.
Some of my stuff to the guys in jail. Yes.
Okay. Ready? Here we go.
I'm asleep. I've been on this road for so doggone long, they might have to cut me out of this seat.
See that your spines should be erect. You should be sitting in a very formal posture.
On a daily basis.
Digitally masturbing.
There, it's done. Whoops. It's done. I think that means it's done. Now I can edit that in where Philo went on about the it's done sound.
Why don't people just call
I know
the station
done.
The digital mastering lab?
I think this is, right? That's the dream.
We do more digital mastering than we do radio.
And so now we're down here at the Radio Valencia party.
Oh, hey.
Where everything's cool and and we're digitally mastering all the time, I guess, now.
Yeah. But it's so analog's cooler.
Actually, yeah, I noticed that isn't that one of the first comments Babs Bendix made on my old tape there from Vimeo? Is something like cool analog, which I hadn't thought about, but yeah, it's true.
I miss her original Echo Box.
How do you mean?
She had like an Echo Box before she like just kept tapping into Don's thing, you know?
Yeah. I'd have to hear the show. Yeah,
it was like, that was like first generation Echo, and then she like went into Don's like MIDI verb or whatever it was.
Right.
And so like it expanded it, you know, there were more options, but it wasn't as Babs.
Right. Yeah, like
four. Optimum audio for
like when Don Joyce went you know, left acoustic and went electrical is what I was thinking, and the audience booed for like 90 minutes while he played that first concert, but then after that it was cool. Boo! Have you ever heard the Bob Dylan
the Judas one? Or people are Judasing him or whatever.
Yeah, because he went that the night he went from acoustic to electric, and this huge, you know, cultural.
I don't
shift
know if I've
goes.
Heard. I
part of the problem.
I've
is
heard
it's,
the Judas line in a like that was like during a
part of the problem. And the thing is
opening a
the
song
way the
right?
old concerts were mic'd, where most of the sound came from those voice mics. So it's like that. What I was just working on with Michael Pepe is the master. Michael Pepe's advertising number one, or I keep calling it number one, I think it's still just advertising, where I have a good, I record on my D6 tape recorder, a good type 2 tape of Michael Pepe doing his thing, and then I had to get down to the actual levels of 2 to maybe 8 frames of sound, and we have to match, that was the longest I could get, it was 8 frames, and I could match that to Michael Pepe's lip movements and make the thing work. But I had to cut that many little spaghetti cuts to to match it and then fill in little dead spots with room tone. And but now you can hear, again, like you can't hear this in the Bob Dylan moment quite exactly the same way, but now in mine you can hear the people interacting with him, because he pissed off a lot of people out there being saying, you're pink, you know? You're here because you're pink. And people got it. They're like, eh.
Yeah.
One guy kept on, your fly's down, every like 30 seconds. Oh, man.
And like that'll get him, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And Michael stayed, they only got him once. He stayed right on target almost the entire time. And it's such a great rant, so I'm going to put that out on YouTube soon.
No, Vimeo.
Vimeo, yeah. Evil YouTube. Yeah, and evil.
Vimeo doesn't hurt. YouTube hurts.
It's the sandpapery channel. It doesn't have stereo.
They just, you know, they're
mean to us.
They're mean, yeah.
Yeah. Vimeo's nice.
Fold your arms.
Come on, Cylon.
Yeah, only one Cylon gets to do that, though. It's because he saw a little Hume born.
Yeah, and he had to wear an apron, right?
Yeah. To protect, that's the prophylactic that protects him from the
yeah, it's like Mormon anti-fire clothes and stuff, you know, anti-knife underwear.
Oh, yeah, like Sikhs wear and stuff. Yeah, exactly. Mormon, yeah, fireworks underwear. So when the fireworks occur, you're protected. Okay, that's fine. What I really want to know is, where... Oh, I see. This is David Crosby from his new album called Radio. Here we go. Reach your hand into the water. Radio.
In front of you. Feet flat on the floor.
Performance, digitally, MIDI, dictionary,
Yoki,
mastered.
K-S-A-N-F-M, the sound of stereo. Francisco Stereo.
Stereo.
You get the message, but you're confused. They picked you up. The decibel shoes. She's wearing 100 decibel shoes. She's wearing
man. Good God!
Look like Maureen. Just be very stern. Long time ago,
in a galaxy far, far
away,
don't want to know what's on your mind. Don't care if your kitchen has been redesigned.
That fully enters the spirit of the psychoanalytic big session.
Won't attend. Facebook friend. Facebook friend. Don't want to be
your. You will complete some tests. These tests will give you a clearer picture of your personality, or illness, as we call it, and at the same time will measure your intelligence. These tests are standard procedure. They're always given prior to admission to psychiatric clinics, mental hospitals, and the United States Army. These tests have been taken from the Wexler Bellevue Multiphasic, and they're very simple.
Don't want to be your Facebook friend. Your Facebook friend. Don't want to be your Facebook.
These bodies are taken over by fallen angels. The people themselves who are born with these bodies are fallen angels. Once the person gives himself to this rhythm, He has a fallen angel over him or in him.
En relief, et en stéréo, voici le grand spectacle des vibrations. Préparez-vous à perdre totalement le contrôle de vos sens. Le laser et le diamant s'incrustent dans le polychlorure.
Slow down. The hands keep circling around and around.
Wasn't that nice?
Can't get to sleep. I'm counting cows. I've run out of sheep. Yes, I've run out of sheep.
Wasn't that nice?
Who
won the batting crown in 83. What's the name of the doctor who fixed my knee? Did I turn out the lights? Did I lock the door? Well, I gotta catch a check at the grocery store. Yeah, grocery store.
Which is titled Robin Hood.
Nate, this is supposed to be the song about a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Good God.
Happy birthday.
Wait, what kind of birthday song is that? A nasty one. What you talking about? A nasty birthday.
Should you want it any other way?
Men in tights.
I hear anything you like.
Except when you're tuning a radio station.
Will you activate the element one red one touch for me, please?
And this is some radio.
Wasn't that nice?
And this is some radio. The station frequencies will show on the display screen. Next, press the button mark button, then adjust until the buttons are set to your satisfaction.
Your radio controls are easy to see and use, except when you're tuning a radio station.
You have a controller. Now you can use the preset to tune the radio to the selected station.
Until you choose a station by pressing the scan button again.
Then tune the radio.
We'll be your one doing it. Now come home.
Give me a call every time.
And it is reading PG-13.
Wasn't that nice?
Give me coffee, and let me tell you, you have found yourself a friend.
Though before I move, for a pair of real mischievous children.
A marvelously distracting distractions.
Is Lady the Dream, the Sorceress, and Roger Reese as the Sheriff of Rockingham.
A trip goes in a bump straight.
I really love that.
Soft and low like a mother's heartbeat.